Welcome to the Destiny Church and Throne podcast. We pray this stirs you into a deeper relationship with Jesus and equips you to live a heaven on earth lifestyle daily. Enjoy.
Man, how many times you've got to, and no knock to that. I'm just saying, like, revival is making something that was once dead come alive. Awakening is something I have been believing for the past few years that the Lord has been doing in the church, and I believe it heavily started with COVID in 2020. Now, I'm not going to get into all that, the prophetic elements, but I will say that I believe that the Lord is awakening his bride to his glory and to who he is, so that she can fulfill what she's called to do on this earth. These past two Thursdays, we've been talking about comfort and calling. We've been talking about building your foundation or building your house on sand versus bedrock versus the rock. We've been talking about you creating your own golden calf that looks like God. And most recently, last Thursday, we talked about what are you doing with the works of your hand. Because Jesus is coming back and his reward is with him. And he'll give to each according to his work. Faith without works is dead. And so the church is really good at talking. I shared this statistic once before. I love reading church statistics. But the statistic was wild. Something like, it's really high. Don't quote me, but it's close. You can look it up. It's like a study. We'll look it up later. I'll text it to you. But someone like 80 to 90% of like church pastors believe that the mission of the church is to go and seek and save the lost. Amen? But like 12% actually do it. You know, I think that the church is really good about talking about the things of God. We're really good. And some who God has called to do something, they'll give you the same sentence for months. Well, I just don't know what God's telling me to do. You do, but you don't want to be obedient to it. Am I talking to anybody? I've been there. Somebody will ask me and they'll say, like, what's God calling you to do? I just don't know. I've been praying. And he told you like 7 weeks ago what he wanted you to do. But because it's uncomfortable and it causes you to kill your flesh, you've been pushing it off. Can you imagine staying in an elevator on floor one and you got to go to floor seven and you just wait there and somebody comes in and they're like, what floor are you going to? You're like, I don't know yet. Like, what are you even doing here then? But I think that we stay in this position of not stewarding the work of our hand because we're asleep. If we actually look deep down into it spiritually, we're asleep. Whoa. Take it easy. Right? But like, let's be real here. Like far too often, the church is just asleep. And we look at the matters of the world or the matters of our workplace or our family, and we're like, I'm supposed to be a spiritual leader, a priest in this moment, but yet I've been asleep. So I want to talk about awakening for a moment. And this is a word that, for me, is huge because I want to always be in this place where I just want to say yes to whatever God says to do. We say this all the time. If you've been a part of this house, but the reality is that. Is I want to just say yes. We were praying this morning for insecure pastors and leaders. There are pastors and leaders out there that unless their hand is on every single little thing, they don't want to do it. Because if somebody else gets the glory, then they won't. And that insecurity keeps them asleep. It keeps them in this place of being hardened from what God actually wants to do. Well, I can't let the Holy Spirit come in and take over this service, because if he does, that means it's out of my control. It's out of my control. Moments ago when I got up here and I yelled, and I don't always do that, but I felt a moment for it. I went back and laid down. I was like, Lord, man, I hope that didn't hurt anybody's feelings. And the Lord said, who cares? He said, are you going to say what I tell you to say or will you not? And I was like, okay, yeah, I promise. It doesn't matter. Because what did Jesus say when the hundreds were following him? He said, eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they're like, ooh, I'm offended. Deuces. They left Jesus at that moment. And he looks at his disciples and he says, are you going to leave me too? That was a moment where I believe Jesus as man on the earth said, am I going to be awake to what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me to do in this moment? Or am I going to see these hundreds of people who I have compassion for, who I've been feeding, who are following? My ministry is growing. It's blossoming. Look at all these people. And God, you're telling me that you want me to tell them to eat my flesh and drink my blood? And then God's like, yes, son, that's what I want you to do. And Jesus is like, let your will be done. And so to all these people, he says something that doesn't even make sense, that to some is so offensive that they leave him after all Jesus did. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine, like, you pray over someone and they get completely healed and you're like, man, I know that person. They haven't walked their whole lives. Their legs didn't even work. In fact, they didn't even have any legs. And Jesus prays for them and they grow legs and they're able to walk out the building. And they're like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And then he says something and they're like, I'm out. Like, as a pastor, as a leader, that'd be hard. Like, dude, like, I just prayed for you, and like, you got super healed, and then I'm telling you to repent, and you leave. We need to be awake. So follow me on this for a second. I'm not going to be here long. Let me talk to you for a moment on this. Thank you, Lord. God is good, amen? I love y'all. Thank y'all for allowing me to just share heart with y'all. I'm so thankful for the Lord and all he's doing. Let me see here. Give me a second. I'm going to talk about awakening for a moment, and I'm just going to share one really quick scripture. So the awakening that's coming to the church, I believe it's calling, and it's coming to awaken the bride as a whole, not just a few, but as a whole. There is a story in the Bible that talks about 10 virgins. You familiar with this? It's the parable of the 10 virgins. It's found in Matthew 25. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 of them were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Everybody say foolish, no oil. Wise, oil. No, say it like this, oil. Foolish, no oil. Wise, oil. Follow me on this. All right. The wise took their oil in their vessels with their lamps, but while the bridegroom was delayed, Johnny, you were supposed to be here at 1. It's 7 p.m. While the bridegroom delayed, the Bible tells us in Matthew 25, they all slumbered and slept. Everybody say foolish? Asleep. Wise? Asleep. So both the foolish and the wise were both asleep. Why were they asleep? Because the bridegroom tarried. He delayed. But God, I expected you to come through. My rent was due yesterday. Where are you? I expected you to come through. Good night. And because he delays, the virgins put themselves in a position that causes them to slumber. You ever been in that place where you've been contending for something and you knew by the grace of God he was going to come through right at the time when you needed it to come through? And crickets. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you really needed God to come through for this thing and you had the faith for it. And you're like, it's going to happen. And the day comes where you need him to move and you're like, nothing happened. Some of the things that Karen and I always say in the heat of the moment, we're like, God's going to come through. Like, it's going to be right then and there. And then there's sometimes we get right then and there, and it's empty. We're like, okay, well, glory. But I refuse to slumber when he delays. But nevertheless, the foolish and the wise are slumbering. They're asleep. Like Nicole down here at the altar. She's asleep. I'm just joking. She says, I'm listening. The wise and the foolish both asleep. Now, remember, the wise have oil, the foolish do not. So hear this. At midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, all of them, foolish and wise. They arose and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise said, no, lest there should not be enough for us and go. And you, but go rather to those who sell and buy them for yourself. So the foolish wake up and they're like, we don't got enough oil for what's about to happen. We're not going to be able to see. There's no illumination. There's no fire. Let me have some of this oil. And the wise are like, no, I need this oil to be able to find the bridegroom in the midnight hours. And they give them this advice. They say, why don't you go to where they sell oil and go and buy some? Because the foolish will always be looking for a shortcut. Do you hear me? The foolish ones will always be looking for a shortcut. How can I buy the anointing? How can I buy my breakthrough? How can I buy what I'm in need of right now? How can I quickly go and use my own resources to see God move? This happens all the time. The foolish are always looking for the shortcut. And while they went and buy, so the foolish are like, all right, let me go buy some oil. While they go and buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came, and they said, Lord, open the door to us. He answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you. I don't know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. This is how Jesus concludes this story. He concludes the story by saying, you got to be watchful, you got to be awake, for no one knows when the Son of Man returns. But I want to liken this word not just to the return of the Lord, but to what he's telling you to do on a daily basis. I believe that Jesus is telling the church, he's telling the bride, he's giving them instruction to go out and meet with him. So many times we would rather do the works of the ministry than go and find him in the late night hours to be with him so that he can know us and we know him. It says, at midnight a cry was heard, behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out and meet him. This was no ordinary like, hey, the king is here, the bridegroom is here. That word actually translates, check this out, to an outcry or a clamor. It's loud and it is persistent. It's not just a regular shout. As we say yes in greater levels day in and day out, you're going to have a choice to either be foolish or wise. And there's another story that Jesus brings up about foolishness and wisdom. Those that hear what I say and don't do it are like fools who build on sand. Those who hear and do are wise that build on bedrock. Guys, I want to encourage each and every one of us, all of us here. There's going to be moments where we slumber. There's going to be moments, guys, where you're saying yes to the work of the Lord and you're doing all that God is saying and you want to know him and you're walking in wisdom and you get a little tired and you slumber. But the spirit of awakening is coming to the church in a loud cry that's saying the bridegroom is coming. You thought he was delaying, but he's actually coming. And he's here now. Can you like, that moment is wild to think about in the future. But can I say, each and every day that you wake up, the bridegroom is approaching. For married ones, you roll over and you see your covenant partner. They're there. When you awaken, each and every day, you have a choice to go out and meet the bridegroom. But you will miss meeting with him if you have no oil. So let me close up by saying this. Where you're at with the Lord, wherever you may be, I want to encourage you to allow the Spirit of God to awaken you. If you've been slumbering on the things of God, if you have been asleep, I'm not saying that like you're sinning and on your way to hell. Hear me? I'm not saying that. Because even the wise ones who had oil were asleep, right? Not just the foolish ones. They were all virgins and they were all asleep. The characteristics of these individuals are exactly the same. The difference in this is that one had oil, one did not. That's the main difference. But you know what the other difference is? The ones with oil were known by the Lord. So in our lives, where do we get fresh oil? We get it by spending time with Him, by walking in obedience, by positioning ourselves to receive the oil from the Lord. There are no shortcuts to relationship with Him, unless you want to say Jesus. That's a quick shortcut. But outside of that, there's no shortcuts to being or to knowing Him. He says, I don't know you. Let us in. I don't know who you are. You're a stranger to me. Pastor Karen brought up something that Pastor Tony Story said a long time ago. He was a pastor of Family Worship Center. And he said, when we get to heaven, we're going to be really surprised at the people that made it and the people that did not make it. That's a crazy statement. He was a good guy. Love that guy. But I thought to myself, man, that's wild. Because there's a lot of people who their hearts are far, but their lips are so close to Him. There's a lot of people who the language sounds good. The posts look good. They're saying all the right things. And they're dressed the part. But inside there's no oil. There's no oil. They're not known. And this is the truth of where we are in the Western culture church today. And let me speak on that, because as a pastor in the Western culture church, there's been so much abuse, so much lies, so much flesh that has been let in. It's foolish. There's no oil on it. Don't allow yourself to be asleep to what God is calling you to do on a daily basis. Don't do it. I know it's hard. I know it gets difficult. You can ask Pastor Karen. She's seen me behind the microphone in those moments where it was crushing. There's moments where it will get hard. The yes to the Lord is not a walk of roses. Jesus shows us that when He's carrying a cross beaten and ripped open. Like He is like, but He did it with joy. But I say, don't find yourself slumbering when the King calls you. But at the same time, don't find yourself with no oil. Don't find yourself with no oil. There's no shortcuts to the oil. There's no shortcuts to relationship with the bridegroom. There's no shortcuts for you being ready, calling what he's telling you and answering the call on a daily basis. Many are called, few are chosen. Few choose to respond. Are you going to respond to the call of the bridegroom, or are you going to say, hold on a second, I'm not ready yet? It doesn't work like that. So can we just like daily ask the Lord, Lord, keep us awake. We don't want to be a part of a slumbering church. Because there's a lot of churches that keep having revivals, but really what they need is awakening. They're not dead, they're just asleep. I don't know much about those little paddle things, but I don't know what it would feel like if you did it to a person that's alive, that their heart is beating. I don't know what would happen. What happens? It'll stop your heart. So the thing that makes a dead person come alive kills an alive person? Wild. All right, so I got my answer. So for those listening on the podcast, if you're a doctor, email us if that's different. Guys, a lot of us don't need revival. We need to be awake. And so I say this to you, like whatever you're in need of, don't find yourself foolish. Don't give yourself grace when there's moments of you being asleep. Give yourself grace for that. But what good is being asleep and awakened by the bridegroom if you have no oil? So at the same time where I say give yourself grace for being asleep in moments where God has called you to do something, I want to also say put a demand on your yes daily to sit with Him to get that fresh oil.